Come closer, let's press one more time. Come closer, let's press one more time. There are many people who have not prayed. I'm sure you have not prayed now. There is no time. When we say there is no time, we mean destiny is at the door. That's what we mean.
Jehovah kwuo okwu n'ozuo. Onye na-eme ma kwuo okwu n'ozuo. Kebiri mmiri wedere du. Chineke kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Onye na-abịa ọzọ kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kebiri mmiri wedere du. Onye na-eme ma kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Jehova n'isi kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kebiri mmiri wedere du. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kebiri mmiri wedere du.
Listen to me. Listen, the Bible said that in the book of Genesis chapter 1, it said that the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Until God said, darkness was having a few days. Satan was having a few days until God spoke. The distance is the voice of God. When he speaks, the whole of the darkness will break forth. The voice of God can break the cedars of Lebanon. It will come like thunder upon the sea. And then the Red Sea will divide into two. No. Listen to me. All you need to do is to get God to speak over your life, over your circumstances, your destiny, your ministry. Just one utterance from heaven. All the demons in hell can't stop it to come to pass. Just one utterance. All the demons in hell joined together can't stop it. Listen. Do you know the meaning of this song? It means, just speak, oh God, is enough. Once you speak, is enough. I feel some things descending from heaven. Hold yourself, 12:12. See, listen. I found out that God will not speak until he is sure and sure and sure and sure that you want to hear. Then he will now speak. He will seem as if he is hiding. He will be waiting to know how desperate you are. Jehovah kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kebiri mmiri wedere du. Is it not time for God to speak in your family? Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo. Kwuo n'okwu n'ozuo.
Aya katabante. Satatota. Ya katatatato. Ta 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 ta
Independentia, Shaka Penambra Tora Bahata,
I want you to have one thing in mind, that God will heat by the power of his word, and there will be a dramatic and instant shift in the next 1 minute. In the next 1 minute, Kweno Kunozuo. Hey! 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 Aguna chamba Kweno Kunozuo. Oh my God. Shapera hataba. Perente pekuta kapa. You have 30 more seconds. Oh my God. Henry, let's cry out to him. Hey Jesus.
Jehovah Nissi, kwere okwu n'ozuwo. Jehovah Jireh, kwere okwu n'ozuwo. Abu Miyembo, kwere okwu n'ozuwo. Akapa hatasa, kabiri mmiri iwe deredo. Di nwayọ isi mbe, kwere okwu n'ozuwo. Jehovah Jireh, kwere okwu n'ozuwo. Onye na-azọpụta kwuo n'okwu n'ozuwo. Kebiri mmiri ederedo. Oh my God. Onye na-abịa ọzọ kwuo n'okwu n'ozuwo. Jehova n'isi kwuo n'okwu n'ozuwo. Agụ na-eche ma kwuo n'okwu n'ozuwo. Kebiri mmiri ederedo.
Expect a dramatic shift in your life after now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bahamanta Zino Mombo Kotohososo Kambra de Pamahambati Kata Rada Habanta Shian de Bebona Hambra Tapapa Kumbre Tepena Hambre Tapaha Silamendo Bronopohosco Pata Bahambre Tapahaira Tepona Kandele Panahat in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is a very big topic. Actually, when I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, from the download from heaven, one download, we were able to get up to 9 subtopics under this. And I intentionally decided not to broaden it a lot. You will notice that we said the dynamics. It is intentional, because what we are trying to bring across to people is the gray matters surrounding the concept of the voice of God. Are you getting the point? There are things that seem as if he has made the voice of God something mystical, something too big. Sometimes when you think you have known all, you will now face something that will now show you that there must have been a variable that is included in this matter that has brought another dimension that you are not aware of. Are you getting the point? So that is the reason why we brought it to the dynamics, the different phases, shapes that we must be exposed to, so that our accuracy and capacity to interact with the voice of God will be heightened. That is the intent of God, such that anywhere God decides to come, you will encounter him. I say you can predict God if you understand these dynamics. You can know what God is going to do, what is done. You can know. Everybody will know, but you will know. And the kind of insight and revelation that flowed concerning this matter, I don't know how many matters that I have had that kind of access to. Yes. And I also believe that this is a matter that
God, reduce a little, reduce a little. I believe that this is a matter, because we don't have time and I want to strike a point. I don't even know if I will have enough time to lay foundations. Because when we begin to lay foundations, it will shake you. You will find out why your life became like this. Because when Jesus lived upon the face of the earth, he lived by what we call design. What does it mean to live by design? The man that lives by design is the man that lives by the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Now, this is... Are you with me? This is what normal men don't understand. That there is a construction. There is a way God constructed man. Is a design. And such a design is that if man will be able to prosecute his days, then he will have to live off of the voice of God. Now, if it is true... Are you with me? If it is true, then the man that has, once there is design, then there is purpose. It is because we have something to achieve. That's why we produce wristwatch. Okay, why don't you wear your wristwatch on your head? Are you getting the point? So there is a purpose, and that purpose informed design. So when someone like your master Jesus came upon the face of the earth, every of his movement, he will say that it might be fulfilled. See, so this man is working with an information. Where did he source the information from? I know some of you think, are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Yeah, I know some of you will think that Jesus operated in such a way upon the face of the earth, he took his deity and kept aside. The only thing, are you with me? Jesus took his deity and kept aside and functioned in such a way, all his function upon the face of the earth is such that if you so desire, you will leave it. As a matter of fact, his intent in trying to live that kind of life is that every believer, everyone that comes into the same economy, will be able to execute things on his behalf, such that at a point, the only thing that will be different between you and God is his deity. Are you with me? So his life that came into you is such that he has the capacity to bring forth all the multifaceted dimensions of God. So by that life, we become one with him in life and in nature. I don't want to go deep into that because it will distract us. Because the scripture said, as I've taught you, that he that is joined with Christ is one spirit with him. Are you with me? Not one body, one spirit with him. Now, that is the principle of the mingling. I have taught it many times. So what God intended is, that is why Jesus have to live the way he lived. As I taught you people, that Jesus is not just your savior. He's not just your Lord. He's also what? I didn't hear you. He's also what? Let me hear you louder. He's also what? Gloria, what does it mean for Jesus to be the pattern man? It means that he lived in such a way that you can live. So if there is anything and any way that Jesus lived upon the face of the earth, don't come and say you can't do it. Because when he lived there, he lived by the power of the Holy Spirit. He lived by the power of that life. And it is such that if any man have received that life, he can live as he lived. The only difference will now be in his deity. Huh? That is the only difference. It's only in deity that you are undifferentiated. Every other thing, the life, the nature, the same thing. Now, are you with me? Now, if it is true, then there is something that Jesus lived by. Eh? We understood that Jesus lived by the word of the Father. The question, that is not my target. If Jesus lived by the word of the Father, then there is a purpose, there is a reason why he have to live that kind of life. He have to live that kind of life if he has the target of fulfilling the purposes of God upon the face of the earth. That means such a life is a life that came by design. What did I say? Correct. So if a life came by design, then there must be a facility, a support system that have the capacity to power that kind of existence. That is why the scripture said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, he said, for man shall not live by bread. What? He's trying to say that your physical life, the energy of your physical life, is sponsored by physical meal that will bring about something that will power all the energy of your system. Are you with me? See, your mental capacity, all the ecosystem, all the biological system in you, will begin to shut down if there is no food. No matter your capacity to think and bring out idea, it is shut down when your ATP is going down. That means the fundamental need, the whole superstructure of a man is resting upon the capacity to produce ATP, energy. And the scripture is saying that for the human body, the ATP is sourced from human food. But for a design, a man designed from the realm of the spirit to replicate God's agenda upon the face of the earth, that there is an energy source whereby every of the structure, every of the setup in the spirit that God has put up so that a destiny in you will find expression upon the face of the earth will be powered. And he said, what that thing is. And here, the word, the Bible calls it every word that what? Proceeded out of the mouth of God. You don't even know what this thing means. So when Jesus reads the Bible, he'll be searching for where it is written about him. You have not read the Bible that way. That's why you have not seen yourself fully in God's economy. When Jesus reads the Bible, he's looking for how he is included in the picture. He knew that the whole setup will not be complete except he comes and plays his part. This whole thing is a movie. You have heard the message we preached. We called it the Eternal Studio. There is an Eternal Studio. This one we are doing here is like a cinema. The movie has been acted. What we are watching now is a cinema. So, were you there when the movie, the script was written? No, you are. Why not show us Jeremiah chapter 1? This is not where I want to go. Tolu, why are you taking me? Huh? Take us to the place where the scripture said, before you entered your mother's womb. Okay, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Are you getting this point? Meanwhile, to correspond this testimony here, you can see the correspondence, because the scripture lacks the capacity to interpret privately. As a matter of fact, for you to know the authenticity of a doctrine that is extracted from the scripture, it has to be supported. There has to be more than one witness. So if you go to the book of Romans chapter 8, look at this. It said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. When did God know you, sister? Huh? Sit down. Not before you were born. Before you were formed. You don't know what it means. It means that the foreknowledge decided how, what will be included in your formation. So, the things that were encoded in your DNA is such that it will mirror. Now, there are two things that came before formation, according to the book of Romans chapter 8. Why not show us? Get to verse 28, 29. Okay, let me start from here. Go back. And we know that all things work together for good to them that what? To them who are called according to his what? Are you seeing the divining factor? I will show you very soon that there are two fundamental defining factors to the voice of God that comes to a man at any season. These two factors determine the dynamics, and you need to know why we call it dynamics. I will give you definition soon. The voice of God to you today concerning one matter might not be the same tomorrow concerning another matter, the same matter. Do you know why? Purpose. And there is another one I will yet tell you. Before we dissect this, let me give you an example. Let me use the fact that, let's say God wanted to use you as a mighty man in the campus, and finally you didn't go to school. Follow me. Is the voice of God incorrect? See, something has entered, and the whole dynamics have what? It has totally changed. Now there is a way you press and God will use you, but he won't use you originally the way he intended, because you have brought some things, some cargo have entered, and it will take mercy for God to make accommodation for you again in his ecosystem. Meanwhile, in that accommodation, the instruction will have to change. And if it is true that the instruction changed, many things will change. Are you with me? Now, I have not gotten to tell you the preeminence of the voice of God. I think we have that message. Because his resources is tied to his voice. His protection tied to his voice. His preservation tied to his voice. His power tied to his voice. It was when I found out that it's not by labor, it's by alignment to the instructions of God, that the sacrifices men brought is contingent on obedience, and obedience is contingent on instructions, and instructions is contingent on the voice that came. So if the voice didn't come, then there is no instruction. If instruction doesn't come, then there is no basis to obey. And if there is no basis to obey, then the sacrifices is in vain, because the extent to which you can draw power from sacrifice is dependent on obedience. Are you with me? So your obedience quotient will determine how powerful your sacrifice is. So God began to tell through the mouth of Samuel, men like Saul, he said that obedience is far more important than sacrifice. I know you have heard that the power of the altar is traced to the sacrifice. I bring you a higher dimension. I need you to know that in the kingdom that there is truth and there are higher truths. So when you begin to approximate in your knowledge of God, then the same matter, the truth about it will approximate, because God has brought you to a realm in the spirit where the interaction, because truth is not yes or no. Truth is reality. So your capacity to interact with reality has increased, and then you'll be brought into a new mainframe of spirit reality, and in that place it will seem as if the reality here negates the one down. No, it doesn't negate it. It means that the functionality here demands a lot of other support cast, and for you to interact, you have to be brought into new reality. So when you are brought into it, it will seem as if what you have before is not anything. No, it is just that you have been brought into a new realm, and what you need to live out that new realm is new realities. That is what God calls truth. Truth is not yes or no. Truth is reality. It means something that holds matter. Something that is real in the environment of God. Something that has the capacity to represent the nature, the program of God. See, there are things that is in the spirit, there are things that is in the natural, but when you bring it in the circumference of God, it will be worth nothing. But if you bring something around God and it's still worth something, that thing that it is worth is called reality. So in context with your destiny, there are certain things, certain realities that is still functional at this pedestal. Are you with me? When you upgrade, you will find out that all those things will be left behind. Let me give you a typical example. Then I will go back and give you the other example. Remind me. There are some people that can be adequately be your mentor for now. And they are correct.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then you upgrade.
You now know. Did those people suddenly become bad? No, but at this realm now, they lack what it takes to support your destiny.
You will fail and fail again trying to execute your destiny from that platform.
The reality, though reality, lacks the capacity. There are higher truths now. And the higher truth is that you have been able to press into a dimension where you need somebody that is experienced there to understand many things. There are things you tell people, they don't even know what you are saying.
There are things you tell people, that's the reason why they will persecute you. Like when you told me in 2018 that fire is burning you,
I replied to him that there are some people fire has been burning for 7-8 years.
The reason why I'm able to understand those things is because I can understand what you are passing through. Believe it or not, there are people you will tell fire is burning you that you now heal the sick. You have noticed anytime you tell me this miracle, it doesn't move me. There are people, the day you say it is the day you are gone. Are you now saying you can do more than us? You know what they will start saying? They will start telling you it's not about power. It's not about power. It's about character. Say after me, it's not about power. It's about what?
As if you have the option of choosing one and leaving one. You don't have any option. It is character and power.
You don't have option of choosing one. Jesus didn't give you that. All the men that is making that option, Jesus did not send them. Let me tell you, anybody that is giving you option of choosing character and power, Jesus did not send them. What Jesus, the pattern he set for us is character and power. Because his plans and purposes will never be executed except power is behind it. The kind of power dependent on the assignment. So when we say power, we don't just mean miraculous power. When a man can pray and intercede, what is it? It's power. Try it. See, you are enjoying. You are here, you are enjoying. Get to worry now. If you don't cook this thing before you leave, get to worry. You will wake up and you will find out you are Samson. Let me do like I'm doing before. Marvelous. You will find out it's by a spirit we do this thing. It's by the spirit. Even we that are experienced in it knew that we are incapacitated until the spirit quickens us. Ferries us to the mortal realm. And then suddenly you will see a mortal man. He will be vibrating with an energy that is divine. When they see you pray like that, they say, from whence came this man?
The man from yonder realm.
Everything that is natural as of those seasons will be subsumed in the energy of the spirit. You will appear. Men will know indeed that God is involved.
If God is not involved, no man can enter here.
Do you know why we enter that place? We enter in prayer. The quickest way to die to self and flesh is to enter there. If you enter there long enough, you will be able to know what is the spirit and what is the flesh experientially. Because the day you didn't pray by that energy, nobody will tell you. You will know clear. The day you pray by it, you will know. If you start doing it consistently, you will know. That means you have mastered the act experientially to divide between what is the flesh and what is the spirit by experience.
So there are some days you are praying, but you know you are still pushing this thing with your energy. God can answer at that plane, but spirit business have to be done in spirit plane.
Now take me back. Let me give the first example. Help me. Okay, and then God's purpose will change when many things are brought into the cargo.
I bring you a mystery. God's voice over your life can change. You know this thing, I tell you the truth in God and not lie. If you understand the fundamental basis upon which God thunders with his voice, then you will know that there is a lot of dynamics to it. Huh? And all of God's purpose is tied to that voice. So for example, God calls me now and say, Justice, come and help this man to execute his ministry. And then one thing led to the other, you vacate. And then one guy that God called him, but not in this level. Are you with me? God called him, but not in this level. But he was busy pressing. God told him, I will use you to be going to... He saw himself where he is doing ministry in secondary school and all those things, doing children class and all those matter and all that. Then vacancy came. And they say, who is the most qualified? Now, as of that moment, are you getting what I'm saying? I will show you, this topic has 9 subtopics. I will show you 12 things that can affect the dynamics of the voice of God. I will show you the oracles. As of that moment, the dynamics have totally changed. Now, this time around, for this guy, in a good way, the same way, it can turn the other way around. So for that man, God will now speak again. It is still, I will use you. Eh? Are you getting it? The main thing is, I will use you. But the dynamics of I will use you have changed. The man will now be brought up. Originally, that was not the intent. But you have found yourself in the circumference where you have been able to obey the rules that allows the voice to come. There are dynamics. There is a place, there is a way you position yourself. God can't speak outside of your circumference. I show you a mystery. I tell you why we are here and why we will be there. Eh? There is a way you position and live. Are you with me? There are places and things you do. God can't speak to a generation without you being there. In case he didn't speak to you direct or speak from you, he will speak where you are. He can't speak without you being there. This is what God taught me 7 years ago. And I started aligning my... It took me 5 years to understand it. And I bring you the level of 5 years. No, it's actually fast. It takes some people 10 and 20 years to find out this thing. So once you stay around that circumference, the voice of God begins to change. Because who was chosen originally was Judas Iscariot. But another man was included in the 12. Because the question was, we need men that have been with us. From where? The beginning. Suddenly a man that was not included in the first roster, his name entered the register. Because he decided to, there are ways he positioned himself. Then he became included in the whole agenda. Remember, I told you that the number one foundation upon which the voice of God is established is his purposes. So God will continue to speak if your life and living is aligned to his purpose. Even though he spoke before and it seemed as if his agenda is lesser. When he looked around and every man and men that he called from our generation, our nation, Southeast, Anambra, they are all sleeping. His voice on you will increase. And then your assignment will increase. Because you have aligned to his purposes. You have lived in such a way that his voice is always in your tabernacle. I say men that are aligned to God's purposes, men that live in a certain kind of life, they are men that his oracles, the oracles of God, divine oracles, live in their hearts. I said, they said,
Stephen should just be cleaning table. Guess what the guy did? In my own opinion, when the men apostles were fasting, he was fasting with them. Because God is no respecter of person. When they were praying, he was praying with them. When they were giving, he was giving with them. Going to evangelism, he was going. When the team fell, God forgot. He forgot you are a cleaner. I said, he forgot you are on the keyboard, my friend. He brings it from heaven. Sahabayakas. He brings it from heaven. And he forgets your face, forgets your age. Simply because on the day he came on, 120 was there. He didn't know who is male or female. Men that know this thing, they know. I heard my father in the Lord say that many of the places and the assignment that God has given him, he believes that he is not the first one God gave it. He's always like that. But the man has lived in such a way, are you with me? That God told him, I called you. But when he said it, he didn't look as big as he thought. But he lived in such a way that under I called you, many dynamics came out. Will you be that man? I pray my generation will hear this thing I'm saying. And they find that there is nothing so hard if we can hear God. We can obey him. We can discern. The voice of God is the summary of his specific and updated instructions and opinion about matters, things and people in line with the execution of his purposes. Let me say it again. The voice of God is the summary of his specific and updated instructions and opinion about matters, things, and people in line with the execution of his purposes. Okay, because of this, let me go back and explain what I left. Now, so the scripture said, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So the whole thing that defines all this is God's purpose. Are you getting the point? That is what defines everything. I don't want to go deep into it. The next verse. For whom he did what? Wow. For whom he did foreknow. This is called foreknowledge. He also did what? To be conformed. What I need you to take from there. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
What I need you to take from there is the word. Whether it is form or conform, it is still talking about something that is already mirrored. Are you with me? Now, for the natural birth and destiny that is given to man, the word is form. That is what the scripture revealed to us in the book of Jeremiah. Are you with me? Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. But when it talks about the mirroring of the divine image of the perfect man in Christ, the word is now what? Conform. Are you with me? So that even if man did not fall into sin, he still needs to conform. Are you with me? So there is an image that predated creation. There is an image that predated formation. That image is the image of the Christ, the perfect man. In fact, the man, he is the man actually. Because he is the one that represented it in the eternity of God. So we needed to form a reality in this realm that will represent it. So when that reality came, he has to conform. Are you with me? So what Adam was is a full grown man physically, but he has not yet conformed to that image and likeness that God made. That was what should happen if he interacted with life long enough, because life is God's answer to everything. So when Jesus came, he became in this life, in this physical body, a full statured man. So we don't need, what Adam could have done is what Jesus did. You getting the point? So what God now does is, in Christ, when we interact with those realities, he takes of Christ by the Spirit and ministers to us. You getting the point? That's why we are in bedpans. That's what Paul meant. My little children, of whom I travel in bed again, until Christ be what? Why? Christ is the perfect man. So when Christ is fully formed in you, you will attain that perfection in Christ Jesus. That is what he meant, that the day dawn and the day star has what? Arisen in your heart. That day, according to our Bible study, is called what? Eh? No, give a. It's called the day of what? It's called the day of what? It's called the day of Christ. Where are my guys that did Bible study? Are you not there? Okay, this is not supernatural. Anyway, supernatural, but your own supernatural is the only miracle. So this is what the scripture is saying. There are two things that happen before formation. And those two things is foreknowledge and predestination. Are you getting the point? So if God knew something before he formed, that means his formation is according to what he knew. Are you getting the point? That is why I say you are by design. Are you not getting it? There is something God knows. Eh? And I have told you, because of the verse preceding this verse, that the governmental factor, the governing word, is what? Purpose. Who said purpose? I first said it this side. Who said it? Who said purpose this side? Huh? You are with me. The governing word, the governing factor, is purpose. That's what. Are you seeing it in verse 28? In answer, whom he did for no. So purpose decided the kind of knowledge that God had about you. So are you getting the point? It is with that knowledge he now formed a man, your height and your complexion, with your kind of heart, because that is the kind of man that can deliver on that kind of assignment, on that kind of purpose. So he gave you what it takes because of what he knew about what you are supposed to do. You know, when some people come and say, I can't do it, they don't know. They have not entered the eternal studio. When things were made before they were made, when God knew you before you were formed, have you entered there? Have you seen the arsenals that was factored into you? Have you seen the weapons that were handed to you from eternity past? You don't know. That's why you are weak here. You are weak. You are just like this. You are just like this. No, you don't know. We need to ferry you. Say ferry. When we get you to that place, your eyes will see. Huh? Just like Gideon. He said, "Where are you? Oh God, we heard about your miracle." God said, "Thou mighty man of valor, go in this thy might." The guy looked around him. There is no might he's seen. Because he is basing his judgment on the natural. The man that is speaking to him, he came from another realm. And he's giving him an information that is based on established facts. That's why you are praying here and doing priesthood. Because there are many things that have started coming out of your life that you never knew were there. Look at me now talking. You are a woman of God now. You have been holding mic and doing all this stuff. We don't know how to do it. If we hear that we are going to preach or teach, my heart will skip for 1 week. If they give me mic, it will be doing like this. I know some of you see me now and think, wow, this guy, the way you are master everything. Or that not be like this, we start. Oh. My leg will be shaking. Sometimes I'll start vibrating. What I know, I won't know it again. At least I know her when she started. Now she's now. If at least if you don't believe my own, believe her own. All of you, we are here now. If you tell her to talk, she can't look at your face. She does be talk. Now she can look at you and scatter you. Somebody said that she comes with sword, sharp knife, and she'll be cutting you. You can't hear her and not adjust. There is one place you must adjust. I always check. There is no way you will hear her and not adjust. It is supreme grace. I don't want to tell you the kind of grace it is. When you appear before such people, there must be something wrong with your life. It's the spirit of judgment. Esther, give me back my scripture. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image. Now take us back to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, so that you will understand better. Are you with me? The reason why we read this is to interpret. So there are two things: foreknowledge and predestination. But my focus is not on predestination. My focus is on what? Foreknowledge. Miracle. Who is the one that God knew in eternity past? Is it this one? We need to find out that one. Is when you find out that one, you will know what it takes for you to deliver on destiny. You can just be saying, why are they praying like this? Because there are some people that is seeing the way you guys are praying, and they are saying, no be like this, they pray, or no be like this. Why these people? I was following online one day. One white person commented on our Facebook. He said, what is happening to these people? Because guys are the he said, hey, Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. Where is it in the Bible? Please, if you find it, are you with me? If you find it, come and tell me. Then me, I will tell you that the Holy Spirit was too violent in the New Testament. The book of Acts was filled with his violent acts. The Bible said when they prayed in the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 33, and he came and filled them again, and the room shook. We never even shake room. The foundation shook. The Holy Ghost. Some people come and sideline and say the Holy Spirit works like this. It doesn't work like this. Who told you? Part of the reason you are here is because you have told him how to move and how to speak. Let me buttress the point my brother made. There are some of you, your dreams and visions have become your God. And because your dreams and visions have become your God, God have insisted that on that matter that is the most important in your life, he will never speak through that way. And he will continue to speak in the way that you have despised the most. If you are somebody that doesn't like authority, he will continue speaking through authority. You don't like authority, you don't like something, you don't, all these things they are doing is me to just contact what I need, you know. Let me just have help and get anointed and just run on my way. You know, everybody to his calling. You don't like authority, you don't like, so God will continue speaking through me to you forever and ever. It will never change. No, it's not a mention. I'm trying to show you something. Because nobody wants that. Even me, I don't want it. I want you to master. But it so happens that if you make something your God, God will decide that he is God.
I will still show you the nine operations of the voice. The operation is not the same thing as the oracles. I will show you. So if God decides, you are a vision man, and he has decided to speak through the Bible, anytime you pick your Bible, 15 minutes, you are tired. 15 minutes, you are tired. 15 minutes, you are tired. Oh boy, you are in trouble. I say you are in trouble. You don't know yet. Me, I'm telling you, don't go to heaven. Don't ask God, am I in trouble? Me, I'm telling you, you are in trouble. That thing you are going to ask God, that's what I'm telling you now. What God will, if you like, go and fast for 7 days. If you come back, he will tell you this thing I'm telling you. What he will tell you is that, Caleb, you are in trouble for not searching the scripture, because that is where his voice is domiciled. Now, the word is not exactly his voice, actually, as I will get to show you, because the scripture showed us that there is such a thing as the voice of his word. So there is a wisdom to extract the voice from the word. I will show you the 5 ways to interact with the voice of God, if God will permit us. There are 5 ways to interact with the voice of God. So what I want to do is to lay a foundation. I'm not sure I even read any scripture. Okay, let me just say this and then we pray, because our time is fast spent. The 2 fundamental guiding factors of the voice of God is 1, his purposes. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 16. Speak your, let Jesus be glorified. Do you know how to play it? Now we've come unto your word, we have come. Now we've come, Lord, by your spirit you draw us to you. Lord, we've come with hearts open wide to you. Speak your word, let Jesus be glorified. A simple progression. Now we've come unto your word, we have come. Now we've come, Lord, by your spirit you draw us to you. Lord, we've come with hearts open wide to you. Speak your word, let Jesus be glorified. Verse 16, and it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, one of the most prophetic books in the Old Testament that moves me a lot is the book of Ezekiel. The first time I taught on the glory of God was from the book of Ezekiel. Anytime I come to that book, something comes. I didn't know, those days I didn't know my makeup. I didn't understand the functionality surrounding my ministry. I didn't know it's a realm I'm being sucked in, into dimension, that this thing, these matters are my oppression. There is something that is molded inside of me that is compatible with the oppressions of the beings that is found in these revelations. Every of those beings, they interact with the glory, but they are such as, it is not just that they interact with, they fight, they are jealous for the glory of God. So anywhere they appear and it seems as if God's name is being stolen, his glory is being trampled upon, they become angry. That is what it means to be jealous for the glory of God. Now he said, next verse,
Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them what? A warning from me. Next verse. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt what? And thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Next verse. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Next verse. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him a warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at your hand. Next verse. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is one. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. Let me see the next verse. Okay, that's where we're stopping. This is the point. My interpretation here is not what they interpreted for you in the church. My interpretation here is that the voice of God here is not static to a person. God is only loyal to his purpose. He is not loyal to persons. He is loyal to his what? Purpose. So, if you are bad before and you now became good, are you getting the point? God will begin to use you as far as he's concerned. Then, if you are good before and he's using you, and then the anointing is flowing, things are happening. And then you slept with your choir member. Stay with me. You slept with the lady, and then nothing happened. Are you with me? You slept with the usher, and then nothing happened. You slept with where again? Kitchen. You slept with kitchen, nothing happened. You slept with media, nothing happened. You slept with assistant. You are the prayer coordinator. You slept with assistant prayer coordinator. Nothing happened. You didn't see gun shoot you. Your scrolls will be collected from you and be handed to another man. That's what I'm trying to say. So that God said he is going to use you as a voice to this generation has already been terminated. And that voice will be sounding on another man's head. Peradventure you think the man was not qualified. He was not qualified yesterday. He is qualified today. For the fact that you think you are qualified today, you are qualified today, you are not qualified tomorrow. I say God is not loyal to you. He is loyal to his purpose. And his voice will continue to sound, and men will hear according to the alignment to his purposes. Are you getting the point? So I said that there are two governmental factors that determines the release of the voice of God. That number one is his purpose. Are you getting the point? So God is attached eternally to his purpose. He can do anything to accomplish it. So along the way, he saw justice on the way. He is not looking at justice, he's looking at his purpose. So he can do anything. That's why we are here. We are not the best. I don't deceive myself. I know men have graded me and counted me nothing. That's why I found solace in the Holy One. Zion is my headquarters. I seek his mind, I find his ways. I know that's the only way I can be strong. When I seek and find him, and his words is permanently on my tabernacles, I live by him. Reduce. Oh, men like us, we continue to be strong. Days will come
and we think we'll be swallowed, we'll come out strong. Even though we move through the valley of the shadow of the dead, I fear no evil. I say I fear no evil. I say I fear no evil. For his rod and his staff, they are my guiding stars. Even if I'm in the pit of hell, I can still trace his rod there. And when I stretch it forth, the powers of hell will bow, and his staff will become the signet of my authority. I can speak to any realm. I can speak to any man. When men hear my voice, they will know that God is with me. Not because of my age and my size, but because I have seen his rod and his staff. They are my comfort. They are my place of solace. When you tabernacle with his purpose and his voice is strong in your heart, you are not a small man. You are not a young man. No. As soon as Elihu was able to bring perspective, the elders upgraded him. Because this is a matter they could not solve. And a young man solved it. When I found out that wisdom, I said, I want to be Elihu.
There is a spirit in man.
I said, I want to be Elihu. I said, make me wise, such that the elders will come and consult at your feet. Because the voice of God is at your tabernacle. The things that they have sought for many years, they don't know the answer. Suddenly God speaks from the mouth of babes, and from there he ordains strength, such that the energy that will power the agenda of God for a generation is at your feet. Any attempt by any man to find any part is an effort in futility. Their escapades in many parts is just a waste of time, because God has ordained strength in the place that his voice has tabernacled. Men that have vowed to align with his purposes, they have paid the price that their heart is aligned to the dictates of Zion, so that they can pick his voice. Even in his silence, they will know what he's saying. I have a body, no. This teaching is not a teaching. God sent me to help men. He sent me. The majority, 90% of the people in the body of Christ doesn't even know what is the voice of God. They don't know that the destiny of God in their life and the purposes of God upon the face of the earth is predicated on your understanding of this matter. You are as successful as your understanding of this. That is the power behind our agenda and execution. There is nothing you are doing that is God power that will fulfill the destiny of God, that will fulfill God's agenda. I say you can gather 1 million people. He didn't fulfill God's agenda because it was not powered by his word. God is only interested in his instruction. When he comes back, his reward will be based on the instruction that he gave you. Every other thing you did outside of that, if they are good, good for you. If they are good, good for men. But the basis of his judgment, accreditation, reward, is based on your capacity to be loyal to the instructions that he has given to you. That was why the voice that came to the servant is, oh, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of your Lord. So if God called a man and said, for 2 years I set you as a watchman, If you like have 10 million in your account, that is not the basis of God's reward. His reward system cannot be based on any other thing. It's, oh my God, I feel the anointing now. I feel the anointing. Where are the men that God set as watchers on the wall? Listen to me now. Hear ye the word of the Lord. The Lord cometh, and he will require the destiny of a generation from the hands of the waters. Oh, ye water, what have you done with a generation? What have you done with a family? Why have you left your estate?
The Bible said that even the first angels that left their estate, that they were kept to a damnation. All they did, man of God, is to leave their estate. Joshua, you need to be loyal to the voice of God and be loyal to his purposes. In Jesus' mighty name. I just want to say one more thing, because obviously I will not be able to come back to it. The second fundamental guiding factor is his nature. Number one is his purposes. Number two is what? His nature. His nature. His nature. His nature. Let's just see one scripture. Matthew chapter 19, verse 8. His nature. It will become very, very easy for you to trace God if you have understood his nature. Are you with me? Let me give you an example. There are things you will think God is speaking, but your understanding of God's nature negates the information you are hearing. The reason why some of us have not entered into abyss is because there were information we heard, but our fundamental understanding of God's nature negates what we are hearing. I will get to teach you. Some of the things you say God told you, God never told you anything. Sometimes God will allow you on the path of your lust. The man of God that spoke before said God doesn't allow him. It's an act of mercy. Because if the mercy of God have left you, he will allow you actually. He will allow you on that path. Sometimes you put your life there. Sometimes you put resources there. You put your children there. Put your marriage there. Put your career there. One of our brothers met me here and said that God told him to leave campus and leave education. Yes, he is here. He is now basking in God and his academics. When he came and met me, I looked at him. I said, Oga, stop fasting. Stop this one. Focus on the word more. Focus on prayers. Do this, do this. After some time, he stopped hearing that strange voice. Because it looked, the way the voice is sounding, it looked as if it came from God. Just because he's telling you to do something for God doesn't mean it came from God. Sometimes it's your ambition that spoke to you. Your ambition spoke to you and you said it's the voice of God. God told me to gather people and be praying with them. Okay, it's your ambition. You listen to one man of God and he thought it's what you said, what he said. Some people said that God sent them to Lagos. It's not Lagos. It's just that you are listening to one man of God and he said, when I came to Lagos, this encounter, and he said you want to, God now told you Lagos. God never told you Lagos. You are just trying to replicate another man's experience. You didn't hear God. Your ambition led you to that pit. When you enter there, you find that God didn't go with you. It's not about how rosy or how hard, it's whether God is with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I say the person said God told him to stop school and face ministry. God never spoke. It was because he didn't understand these matters, I'm telling you. Huh? Now he has found out God never spoke. You can be led away by your lust and you will say God spoke to you. Many of the things you say God, bring God those judgments. We need to reevaluate it with the nature of God. When you understand the nature, there is a way he will never speak. It is impossible for God to speak that way. You will directly know you are wrong. Yes. Somebody, for example, somebody is married. and he saw a vision where he said his wife is a witch, and then God gave him another wife. You are not with me. It's not normal vision, no. In fact, it led to an encounter. Like, there was a damsel one time. Huh? The damsel said, I'm the husband, though. Now, follow me. You don't know the damsel. If you know, keep it to yourself. Now, the damsel reached a point where the obsession is now giving her visions. Not just visions, encounters. That you will wake up and your body will be shaking. He said, I'm the husband. How? Hey. Now, wow. I'm sorry to say this, but I will say it. I won't even allow any of you to follow that kind of person. Not to talk of me. I won't even allow any of you. Somebody now asks her, as you are saying this thing about this man, has he even called you? He said no. Has he sent text message? He said no. What has he done? He said nothing. But I saw a vision, an encounter. The thing is real. These things are real. I tell you. That's why I'm going to treat it. That's why you can come, and a lady will stand like this. Yeah? I will help you to understand the voice of God. And a lady will come like this, and then five men will say, God told us you are our wife. None of them on a plane, they were not wrong. But if you climb up, they will now become wrong. It's part of the secret I'm going to show you. The same thing for guys. A young lady came and met me and said that she saw that a very notable man of God is her husband. Hi. I don't know how to do this kind of counseling, because me, I already know he's wrong. And me, I don't know how to pet people. I lack that capacity. Because if you don't tell somebody the truth and say it the way it is, person will not like the way you are straightforward. It will seem as if it is insulting the person's personality. But seasons will pass. The person will appreciate your sincerity. I have to explain to the lady what is going on. She now said she didn't know that she will be included in this kind of matter. Because actually, what you pick as your husband in the spirit is a certain kind of man, not a human being. If you say this guy is your husband, that's what you saw, what you saw. What if he dies? I said, what if he dies? Won't you marry again? Forget those ladies, oh. Oga, shine your eyes. As they are telling you, you are my one and only. You are my one and only. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You are one and only. If you die, they marry another one. Whether you are man or woman, it's even elders that we advise you to go and marry. Elders will tell you, you need to marry another person. And I've searched through church history, and I found out that it's a common practice. Charles Finney, all these men, John G. Lake, all of them married 2-2. Even Maria Woodward Etta collected 2 as a woman. Stay there now. I don't know the kind of woman that woman is. In my own opinion, she's also beautiful physically. To give birth to 6 children and men are still hunting you like this. And they left. I said, there is something you will carry, even if you are married, have children, 40 something. Young men will be saying, we still want to marry you. And they will leave all these young ladies that they don't know principles. They are principles. It's just that there are some things we are delaying intentionally. But what we know, let me stop here. This is where we are going to pray. There is something I will teach the ladies, and all of you will propose in 6 months. Yes. If you like, be William, the deeper life brother. In Jesus' name. I know some sisters won't smile. You better accept before you wisdom point, we turn to prayer point. Say some of the things you are praying for is just wisdom to adjust. Yes, ma'am. Let me stop you. In Jesus' name. There is one lady that is telling me, give me one example. Let me give you one. The person you will marry is somebody you have seen. So you want to marry a certain kind of person and you are not seen in that environment. You are a fool. You must make sure they are seeing you. There is a way somebody will see you. He will make up his mind. Yes. Yes, you will. Don't worry now. They have not brought few flags for you. That's why you are like this. That's what they did to your brother. And he now posted picture and said, if I hear him, you are blessed in Jesus' name. Let's come back tomorrow by 5 p.m. I want you to thank God for always giving us a word in season. It's a blessing to always have word from God. It's a blessing. This is a house of bread. Thank Him. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Let me bless you. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I bless the works of your hands. I bless your business. I bless your career. Even your walk with God will be blessed. I say you will see God and find Him. When you pray, you will hear. When you pray, you will have encounter. When you fast, you will lay hold. When you study, you will see revelation. I banish every dryness. I banish every distance in your walk with God. Let God bless you with intimacy. Let Him bless you with hunger. Let Him bless you with burdens. Let Him bless you with dealings. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that whatever you seek from God, He will do it for you. If you seek contracts, receive it in the name of Jesus. If you seek jobs, receive it in the name of Jesus. Believe this prayer now. I feel an anointing and I'm making this prayer as God has instructed me. If you are looking for a husband, receive it in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. If you are, even if it's not today, if it's next year you need it, receive it now. If you are looking for a wife, receive it in the name of Jesus. If you are looking for a car, if you are looking for a house, if you are looking for healing, if you are looking for breakthrough, receive it now in the name of Jesus. I call you blessed. I declare you blessed. Men shall favor you because you carry the favor of God. And you are not just favored, you carry favor and blessing anywhere you appear. Because of you, things will happen for people. In Jesus' mighty name. And amen. You are blessed in Jesus' name. What a wonderful time in God's presence. Wow. 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 18th and 19th of December is our 24 hours. That will be the last event we will hold officially for this year. The theme
is Baal Parazim. That is where the Lord will break forth. He will make a bridge upon our enemies. And then we'll break forth on all sides.